Check recording one, in
Hi,
progress.
Welcome. Good to see you. It's good to see you. I've been away for about, I don't know how long. Seems like forever. Just came back. Thank God for the new people who are here. Roger, my friend, can I kidnap? Do they ask me about something? I say, you ask me, then why don't you come first? He wanted a piece of information. Silas, I almost want to tell him, you come, I give you the info. But I didn't have to resort to that kind of thing. I said, I'll pray for Newcastle because he's a Newcastle fan. And because of that, he came. Sometimes must be smart. Do whatever it takes to bring people. Welcome back, Roger. Chris and Denise, they have been on Zoom for the longest time. But I told them sometimes it's good to confirm they're human beings. Because you're on Zoom, I don't know whether for real or not. Come and then you touch them, they're real flesh and blood. So Chris and Denise, they have been in touch with Joe and TG. I just want to thank God for them. And Chris has got a testimony in itself, and I just want to welcome him. Later, you guys will be blessed. I got Yip today dressed so spiffily. He's got a great story to tell. I want to just give him some time as well. But today, as we start, I wanted to just ask Faith and Philip. Thank God for Faith. Of course, thank God for Faith. But Philip's supposed to be working. Don't know how he can still turn up. Who are your bosses? Let me write to Ministry of Manpower. But anyway, I want you to see a video. And I thought it was a very nicely crafted video, and just enjoy, and then I'll come back here again. Thanks.
Hi there, everyone. It's good to see you. This is a good time of the year. We will wrap up the year with some good Thanksgiving. First, I want to thank God. The family just came back from a holiday in Europe, and according to the rules, subject to 7 days of stay at home. And then the other day, I was just talking to a friend, right? I think a lot of time, we kind of take things for granted. And throughout this stay-home notice, I realized that a lot of the basic things that we used to enjoy in the past, going out, even walk around in the park, going to the gym and do things we want, is being restricted. And that makes me realize that sometimes we really take good things for granted. And a lot of time, people are not happy in their life. It's because there's a lot of burdens and problems. It's very hard for us to give thanks. So the one message that comes to mind is Matthew 6. God say that, why you worry about all these things, right? The message from God is that, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. So if anything, I think the key secrets to Thanksgiving is always have put God in the center of everything that you do. As you remember that God is good to us, there's always every single reason to thank God for. One of the things that I learned from one of the American artists, Nightbird, some of you heard about her before, very famous quote, right? She said, don't wait until heart is so light. So hard, life is so hard, then we decided to be happy. So with this message, I just want to once again give thanks to God and give thanks to all of you for supporting us through 252 Agora, and we look forward to a new year. In the following clip, you're going to hear a lot of wonderful testimony from some members, and happy Christmas to all.
I want to thank God for art lesson.
For 2021. Yeah, for yes. Primary 1. Yes. And that she has completed Primary 1 smoothly. Thank God for the wisdom and the safety. I want to thank God for 2021, for the family, for my financial blessings in the household, as well as for the health of the household and the family. Yeah.
Do you want to thank God for the cell group? The cell group has been amazing. 2021, and it's even more amazing that the words and the church service actually are in line at every session, even though there isn't any pre-planned lesson.
Yes, so that's amazing. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Ryan, what have God done in 2021 that you are most thankful for?
My parents.
Oh, why?
Because they bring me out to eat food.
Yeah,
play games.
We are most thankful that the whole family is healthy and we can also have a meal together now.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hi, I want to thank God for 2021 to have to be able to be healthy for myself, my family, my wife, and my in-laws, and my father as well. That all of us are healthy. Thank God that we got close and together and continue to look up to God for this new year and the next year coming.
Well, 2021, I'm most thankful that God has brought me and my sister, brother-in-law, to church, a sister's and brother-in-law to church, to my brother's church. Yeah, so this is what I've always dreamed of, and God answered my prayers.
I am thankful for the protection over my grandmother. She had a COVID scare, but the good thing was her test results came out negative. So that's the reason why I feel thankful for having God to watch over her.
So 2021 has been an amazing year. I think I call this the year of the durian season, right? Where God has blessed or rained amazing amount of blessing to me and my family. But if there's one thing that I want to be thankful for, I think it's to be able to hear or have this intimate relationship with God, to be able to hear deeper on His Word, to learn more about Him. I think that's been a key blessing for me for 2021. How about for you, Ziting?
I'm thankful I don't need to go to Corinth.
Right. Good.
I'd like to thank God for safety for all our members in terms of the health, and that the children could meet up. I hope we can meet up again soon.
I thank God for children ministry.
Hi everybody, thank you for doing the video. Those who gave your face to the video, good shout out to you. As we come to the end of this year, I want to remember the word of God, that give thanks in all circumstances, for this God's will for us. As we come to the end of this year, I'm just so amazed by what God is doing. And not only the video later, there'll be some people that will also give video, give their testimony even before this video split, or after the video split at the service. So I want us to just really thank God for what has happened. And as we look towards 2022, know that God is with us. So guys, thank you all. Everyone who has pulled in to make our church where we are. We're so excited. New people are coming as well. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Joe is not here, but we want to thank Joe. Joe got this sorted out. And I really appreciate it. I said, why don't we do a year-end a video of sorts? And I think she went out of the way. If you see the words elder before Silas and Daniel, that's number one, reflective of our age. Number two, you can call me anything you want, but if you really need to, it's good that we have elders in the church. Elders are people who I think are put there by God so that in the church there's some leadership. So please, don't think I'm insisting on the name to it, but I think there's a certain decorum to everything. So that's why you see the names down there. So I suppose next time when Gan speaks, she'll be talking about what a durian is in the Bible. So just shout out to you for, since you say the year of the durian. So exciting. Also want to just say that when it comes to 2022, we have a few things that are lined up. The website is being prepared as we speak. I think Gan and Silas have had a chance to see the mock-up, and we should be expecting the website to be ready. I think we are on podcast already, right? Are we on podcast already? So you have podcast as well. Some people ask for podcast, which you also have. I think also the YouTube channel. So we are being more public as the months and the years go by. So be excited. So even if you, of course, I still always insist that people come for service if you can, which is why I make it a point to ask people like Don to come. I always joke with Don, Winnie, you don't come, I'll report police. Then I say, stand by my police officer friend. Then when he said he's coming today, I said, lucky, I already told the investigating officer Saturday no need to work because he's here. But really, thank God. And I've got friends who are here, Wilson and Steven, who are here. And those people are here for the first and second time, welcome. I remember speaking on the Word of God previously on faith. I think we always talk about have faith, and have faith not in an object. Don't have a faith in Daniel Goh. Don't have a faith in Silas. Have faith in God. Don't have faith in the building. Don't have faith in the banking system, but have faith in God. And I talk about the fact that in being fruitful, we the purpose of being fruitful is to feed the hungry and to fulfill your potential. And I think when we spoke about that, I was looking, if you toggle with your Bibles open, go to Matthew 21, and I thought that was where I left off the last time. Can you hit up to Matthew 21 quickly? Go to your Bibles, open to Matthew 21, and I'll take it from there. In Matthew 21, I talk about the curse of a fig tree. Matthew 21, if you go to verse 18, Matthew 21, verse 18, early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back, he was hungry, seeing a fig tree by the road. He went up to the tree, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And immediately the tree withered. Jesus also said in verse 21, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say this to this mountain." So I talked about the fact that if you have a tree and you have tree, but you only have leaves but no fruit, my friend, you are unfruitful. And if someone who is unfruitful, and later I'll go to John 15, which I think is important, you are not of very much use to God and you are not of use to man. We exist for a reason. We exist to be fruitful. And I want to ask Faith and Philip to toggle and show me John 15. Go all the way to John 15, and I want to show you an imagery. You see this thing? This is, and go to the book of John 15, and I want you to look at imagery and go to the book of John 15 in your Bibles, in your mobile, and what have you. Go to book of John 15, John 1:5. Let me get there as well. And then I want to look at the imagery as well. I want to talk about fruitfulness, and later I'll take it from there. Go to John 15. John 15, verse 1 says, "I am the vine." And if you look at the imagery here, Jesus is the vine. If you don't want to be too agriculturally sophisticated, it's like a stalk, S-T-A-L-K. There's a stalk. And from the stalk, you branch out. So who's the branch? Who are the branches? Leon, you're the branch. Jasmine, Esther, you're the branch. Silas, you're the branch. The Lord says, "I am the true vine." And who's the gardener? In John 15, who's the gardener? God himself. God the Father is the gardener. Jesus is the vine, the stalk. And who's the branch? Roger, you're the branch. Gun, you're the branch. And then you have all the fruits, the grapes, and so forth. You see the imagery? Let's go to John 15. I read a few verses. "I'm the true vine, and my Father's the gardener. He cuts off any branch in me that bears no fruit." Jesus says, "I'm the true vine, my Father's the gardener. He cuts off every branch." Who cuts off the branch, Leon? God. God cuts off every branch in Jesus that bears no fruit. But every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. So point number one, as we come to year end, I want to talk about fruitfulness. We need to be fruitful. We need to be people that will bear fruits for God. I ask you one question. Look at the imagery again. What's the function of a branch? The branch connects the main vine to the fruits. Do you have fruits on the stalk itself, the vine? No. The fruit is on the branch. But by itself, the only function of the branch is to bear fruit. Are you with me? That's all you do, Gun. Your job in life, 2022, is to bear fruit, full stop. Find favor with God, favor to flavor, and be fruitful. If you're not fruitful, what does the word of God say? He cuts off every branch in me. The Father cuts off every branch in Jesus that bears no fruit. But every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Now, I remember talking about pruning, you know. All of us cut hair, right? When we cut hair, do you not realize that when you cut your hair, in the first few days, your hair like... When does your hair look the best, Silas? If you cut your hair, maybe say you cut hair once in 30 days. When does your hair look the best? Leon, no, you talk about you. Your hair is always the same, so you waste time, man. Don't talk about you. Your hair never change. Talk about people like Silas. When does your hair look the best? Day one or day six? Winnie? Day, definitely not day one, right? The hair looks the best day six or seven, but when you, I'm not saying we prune our hair. You don't, Janice, go to your hairstylist and prune your hair. No, but the cutting of hair is like pruning. When the pruning happens, your hair doesn't look very good to begin with. I hope it's not, I don't know if it's the best analogy, but I always find that my hair day one, not very nice. So if I want to see someone, I want to impress, I'll cut my hair before, then day five was sweet, sweet. Optimal hairstyle, day five, go and see someone. But understand that every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. When it is being pruned, it is painful. Who likes to be pruned? Pruned is it's doing something to you. I'm not using the word discipline, but it is something that you don't like. But what if you want to be more fruitful, the Lord will prune you. That's the word of God. So maybe Yip had to be pruned, and later he will give you a testimony. But look at him now. Never seen such a handsome man at this age before, apart from myself. But it is being pruned. When you are pruned, it's a reason for you to be pruned. Why? Because the word of God says in verse 2, so that you'll be even more fruitful. So guys, if you're being pruned, E.T., if God prunes you, whether you're being disciplined, Wilson or Stephen or Chris, when you go through hard times, when your leg is painful, you're going through a pruning process. Take it from me. If you're being pruned, that means that you're on the right track. And God will make you more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word, remain in me as I remain in you. No branch, verse 4, can bear fruit by itself. Make sense? The branch here will never be able to bear fruit if you take the branch and you remove it from the vine. A branch by itself can bear fruit? Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. That is why we must be connected to the vine and to Jesus. So you're connected to Jesus, Father, gardens, the Son of God is the vine. And then you are the branch. You exist only for one reason, to bear fruit. So if you exist only for one reason, to bear fruit, and if you don't bear fruit, you're useless, right? What happens to you? You get cut off. But if you are useful, learn something. You'll be pruned. Why? So that you become even more fruitful. Is that okay? I don't even need to read my slides anymore. Today, Philip has to come back. Actually, if anyone else was speaking, maybe you'll say today I have to work full day. But he knows that the mad Chinaman is back. He better be around because I shoot all over the place. I tell them to show the slide. Actually, no, the slide. You see the imagery and I talk like that. You understand what I'm saying. That is John 15. Clarissa, be fruitful. Be like a durian. D24. Drop. Do the work of God. Be the Mao Shan Wang, so God can use people who are fruitful. And when we talk about Agora 250 and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature in favor with God and man, what is that? That's being fruitful, isn't it? When you grow in wisdom and stature. I like this word, you know, I just saw it. Luke 252, and Jesus grew. I saw another version. It says, kept increasing. Gan? And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. You change the word grew, and Jesus kept increasing. My goodness, isn't that a powerful word? Yep, keep increasing. If Jesus needs it, Wayne, welcome back from Formula One. When you meet me on 29 December, I want to know whether you think that Hamilton should win the race. But when you grow, you take the word grow, you take it away, and you say keep increasing. My goodness, isn't that a very powerful imagery? And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Now, if you keep doing that, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to be someone that God can use. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, I and you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's God saying this again. So no fruit, do much fruit. Right? So if you ask me, some people may say June 15, okay, John 15, if you want to be fruitful, very simple, what do? You just have to hang around God because it says remain in me and I in you. Correct? Sounds like it, right? But look at it, and you go to John 15, you will see a bit of a twist. I want you to go now down to John 15, and you toggle down. As the Father, verse 9 says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. This is Jesus speaking. So far, we still are okay. We're still talking about the relationship about between God and man, correct? Remain in God, remain in Jesus, and so forth. That's fine. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I've been kept my Father's commands and remain in this love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So far, so good. But look at verse 12. My command is this, love each other as I've loved you. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because from verse 1 to 9, Roger and Gunn and the rest, God was talking about remaining in him, correct, Leon? Esther, it's all about remaining in me, but suddenly there's a twist here in verse 12, Dawn, E.T. It says here, pa, my command is this. God says to you, Dawn and E.T., love each other the way that Jesus loved you. E.T., you're supposed to love Dawn. And Dawn, you're supposed to love him something. I better say this for the record. For those of us who think that love is an emotion, you better stop dreaming. Because if you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, you wait until love your neighbor as yourself. Pray to God, God, come on. Chan. Hopefully you get emotionally involved in love. Hey friend, love is not an emotion. Light is an emotion. Correct? Hey, yep, I like you. Because I emotionally find you very attractive. I like you. But if I love you, actually I may not like you, you know. But I love you because that's the command of God. Love is a command. It is a commitment, which is why we say when you're married, love your spouse. Your spouse may not be perfect, but you love your spouse. You're committed to the spouse, so there's no question of a divorce. There's no question of not loving your spouse because the love for your spouse is gone. For Ivy, is Ivy around? I'm scoring points for you, Ivy. You are supposed to love her full stop. It's a commitment. I don't need a contract. That's why I tell you I got a problem when people come to see me as a lawyer and say, hey Daniel, I'm going to a stylist come see me, I'm going to marry this lady from Winnie at 25 years old. Can we do a prenup first? You know what's a prenup? Better make sure, Silas got the house in Tiong Bahru, Winnie got this right properly first if we divorce. If you even think that, then what's the point of getting married? The whole thing is wrong because you're already thinking of a way out. Are you following me? So I'm hoping that prenups don't become the modern thing that we do. But love is a commitment. It is not emotion. It is you have decided that you love someone. Love your neighbor as yourself. Verse 12 says here, my command is this. Command, it's not a recommendation. It's not, hey, Gun, I recommend you. Downstairs, the curry puff, very nice, I recommend. No, I command you, go and eat the curry puff. Is there a difference? 我吩咐你, Chris, go down and eat the curry puff. You don't eat, you cannot come to church. Now, that's a command. Not a recommendation. I say to you, verse 12, love each other as I've loved you. The measure of love that Don has for E.T. is the way that E.T. will also love Don. It's the way that Jesus said he has loved Don and or E.T. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for each. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you friends. I no longer call you servant, I call you a friend. Because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends. For everything that I've learned from my father, I've made known to you. Show the imagery, please. Look at the branch. This is one branch, right? So now, there is a vine. So you have the Esther branch. Esther branch, branch manager of OCBC Bedok. Esther branch. Then you have the Silas branch. Then you have the Winnie branch. Can you imagine that if all the branches are growing in each direction by themselves? Think. First, we talk about remaining in God, right? That's important. You look at the imagery, this looks okay. But if you extend the picture and the branches all grow by themselves, so there's a Janice branch. Janice, the branch, very fruitful, but she choose to anyhow grow. And then after a while, the branch of Jasmine and the branch of Janice collide and then they intermingle and then they cannot bear fruit. So can I also suggest to you that in John 15, not only do you remain in God, you must remain in community. Which is why there is a turn here in verses 11 to 12. And God talks about the fact that we must learn to love each other. Because it's a need for us to be working in tandem. So when you talk about being fruitful, it is not only being fruitful by yourself, Yip. It is being fruitful as a whole. Otherwise, we can't get the job done. And later, when Yip talks about his testimony, you will see that a lot of people came together, being fruitful together, then we saw God doing something together. Does it make sense? Silas had to do something, I had to do something, TG had to do something, and everything came together in confluence. And who causes the growth? It is God. But the branches cannot go by themselves, suka suka, anyhow shoot. So John 15 doesn't really talk about that, but it's implied, isn't it? Because suddenly there's a turn, you're supposed to love your neighbors yourself insofar as being branches that are out there being bearing fruit for God. It is implicit also that the branches must all grow at the one. Can you imagine if the branch here, Janice wants the sunlight, shoot like that and then block Esther, Esther don't get the sun. Do you hear what I'm saying? So there's a need for us all to grow in a certain direction, in a certain way. That's why you need to be part of a church. Part of a home church, so that we all have a direction, the branches all grow at a certain angle. Am I making sense to you? I hope so. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Everyone is shooting over the place. But John 15 has an emphasis not only on remaining in God, but there's an emphasis also on remaining in community. Love each other, verse 12, as I have loved you. That is a need for us to work together, which is why we need to be so tight. And best part is being in a smaller church, us together, we remain like that. We have a chance for making everybody so fruitful. Don't think, I don't know what's happening when it's overseas. I listened to this colonel talk about the principle of the place. Then I must be in Finland, but suddenly my ear itchy because I suddenly hear my name being mentioned. Well, Lao Tao or Daniel go, and then there'll be this Silas saying I'm exciting or terribly exciting. Exciting, then use the word terribly exciting. You know why terrible and the word exciting come about. But and when I close my eyes and I listen to Royston, I can almost visualize that he's a pastor of a local church speaking. But when you close your eyes and you hear Silas and I speak, you know that these are marketplace people. But something happens when we allow the branches to grow. When we give an opportunity for all of us to do things that we're not comfortable doing. Yip wanted, TG, you know what Yip wanted to do? He said today, later, want to give a testimony. Say, Ken, he said he prepared a speech already. Apparently, you saw the speech. I never see. They say, don't ask me a question, cannot. I said, cannot. I sure have to ask questions. I said, don't worry, you just come later and ask questions. But by doing so, I will cause him to grow so because he begins to know what it is like to testify about the goodness of God. So that when we all do this together, you did not appoint me, verse 16, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And if it's something that God wants to remind you and repeat, it must be important, right? Verse 17, God repeats himself again. This is my command. What's the command, Stanley? Love each other. In the Bible, you see something being repeated. Please know something. It's obviously important, right? Verse 12 tells you to love each other. And then verse 17, this is my command. Love each other. In the space of five sentences, it tells you, God says, Yip, E.T., love each other. So I think in relation to being fruitful, please understand that. Not only do you remain in God, you remain in community, all the branches being fruitful grow together. Branches that don't, of not use, they get cut off. Branches that bear fruit, God will still prune. So that when Silas and I, our hair not looking very good day one, you know why? Kena prune na. God is pruning us, but it's for our own good, so that after day six, our hair, stylo milo, the lao hiao rises again. But that's what's going to take. The pruning is for everybody's benefit. Amen? So I want to just leave that as a note. Last point I want to make, if you look at verse 6, and I think it's interesting, John 15 verse 6, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. I read one more time. 15:6. If you do not remain in me, Jesus says, if you do not remain in him, you are like a branch thrown away, withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. Question, who pick up the branches? And we're talking about people that are around here, all of us here. Who picks up the branches? I want to say to you, I got no time. I'm suggesting to you, this is not a verse that says, if you are not bearing fruit, you will go to hell. I don't think so. There are other verses that say that, but this doesn't say that. It doesn't talk about weeping and gnashing and the sheep and the goat. Do you follow what I'm saying? So what does it say? It says here that if your branch that's picked up, thrown to the fire and burned, who picks it up? It's the man. If you are not fruitful and of no help to God, can I suggest to you, you're also of no help to man. Make sense? If you are of no use to God because you are a branch that produces no fruit, you'll be cast away because, and in the natural realm, you are of no use to men. So men also have no use for you. So if you're in a church and after a while you just come in and do nothing, you better ask yourself, are you of any help to the organization that God has? Do you know what I'm saying? Otherwise, there's no fruitfulness. And I think by saying this, this is what John 15 stands for. So I want to just anchor this point of fruitfulness. I've been talking about the F series, right? Fruitfulness. This is what I think is fruitfulness. I have a bit of time. I want to go to Matthew 25. You toggle to Matthew 25 is something that we all know very well, but I want you to go to Matthew 25. Can I just ask Philip and Faith to go to Matthew 25? Find the slides for me, please. Matthew 25, I want to ask the question, now, how is it that we detect fruitfulness in someone? When we talk of Matthew 25, this is that story that we all know about. If you go to Matthew 25, maybe you go to verse 14 onwards. You know about how the landowner goes away and then he gives the coins to the servants, Matthew 25, 14. If you look at Matthew 25, 14, it's like a man going on a journey, called his servants, and he entrusts his wealth to them. 5 bags of gold, 2 bags of gold, and 1 bag of gold. We all know the story many times, right? Even Jolene, welcome. Good to see you again. All know the story. Even Wilson and Stephen, next time we meet, tomorrow coming to my house, correct? You coming to my house, right? You all know, better come. You don't come, I report police. I already booked the time already. Make sure you all come, Leon also. But you come together, understand something. There are servants of God, 5 gold, 2 gold, 1 gold. We all know the story. The one with the 5 gold went out, take the gold. What did he do? He invested, correct? If you look at verse 25, verse 14, to one, verse 15, Matthew 25, verse 14, to one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Tell you something, everyone has ability. It's just that your ability and my ability different. Yep. Do you think that I'm better in public speaking than you? Okay. But Yip, do you think you're better in banking knowledge and compliance than me? We all have different abilities. Can you imagine everybody is like Silas Lee? Die, man. He do video already so chong already. Everybody is saying, oh, just talk and talk and talk. Cannot be. Everyone is different. You understand? God will give according to your ability. And what did the steward, the person that is able to do God's work is a steward. What's a steward? A steward is someone who is holding on to something that doesn't belong to him. That's a steward. Make sense? If I say, for example, you are a steward, I pass something to you, I entrust the 5 pieces of gold to you, Esther. Do you own it? No, but you steward it. So when Esther picked it up, the man who had received 5 bags of gold, when what? At once. Now, when you are to be fruitful, whatever you do, number one, come going to do. You don't ask. The person with 5 gold say, why must work so hard? Never ask, right? I say to TG, can you reach out to Yip? TG never turned to me and said, wow, me again. Never. He just did. And later you hear the message. It was he who prayed for you, Yip, that if you go to jail, it's only 1 month jail. Can I tell you now, TG? When you said that, I actually thought, TG, you're crazy because the law cases say it's 3 months. But when the servant with the 5 gold picks it up, he went at once, learned something. All of us have different abilities. Number two, you must do something willingly and you do at once. That's why I got problems sometimes when we tell people to do something and they say, wait, let me pray about it. I mean, if I ask Jolene, can we go for lunch? If Jolene says, let me pray about it, what is there to pray? You know, to eat. Correct. So go at once. That is what? That's a sign of a person who's fruitful. Why? Willing, do at once. The person is faithful. The person didn't take the 5 gold and go and bury it. That's being wise. Number 3 point. So number one, the woman with the 5 gold, Esther took the thing, went at once, immediate, went to invest. Went to get the 5 gold to work. Penny and the Janice, the bankers, take the 5 gold and make sure you invest in the kingdom. When God tells you to do something, they went at once. Number two, they were faithful. They didn't hide their talents. Now, when we steward something that God gave to us, you're supposed to use it. That's another problem we have in church, not ours, because everybody, that's the good thing, Gun, that the church is so small. There's nowhere to hide. Yep, try to hide here. Where to hide? Everybody will have a chance to showcase their ability, not out of arrogance, but for the glory of God, to bear much fruit. So do it at once, faithful, don't hide your talents. Don't be a very good a human resource person and then find that we all are struggling, we don't know what to do, and then don't tell us. That's hiding, right? Can you imagine, Leon, you are actually the Singapore's best white hat person that's able to hack everything. You're able to solve problems. And then Philip and Faith says, this problem, we don't know how to solve. Actually, you know the son. You know how to help us. You just sit down there. So when God gives us ability, don't hide. Be faithful to administer, to exercise your gift. That's being fruitful, isn't it? Being fruitful means take the ability that God has given you, use it. Number three, be wise. Don't bury. The one who buried the gold is the what? The five gold, two gold, or the one gold? The person one gold took the thing and went to bury it. That's being silly, isn't it? So much so that God, when he came back, God said, hey, the master said, representing God, at the very least, you should have gone to Janice Bank and put down there and Janice Bank earn some interest. That fella took it and bury. Bury means what? Bury means bury. Don't even have interest, Penny. Earn nothing. Earn zero. What crap is that? So there's a need for us to learn how to be willing, do at once. Number two, be faithful, don't hide. Number three, be wise, don't bury. Number four, do it out of gratitude. Can I suggest something? Some of the gifts that God gives to us, you actually may not like it. Can I give a suggestion? For example, leadership responsibility. You heard enough from people, for example, like maybe even to some extent Winnie, or even myself, or maybe Silas. Sometimes when you're given leadership responsibilities, the gifts and opportunities that God has entrusted us is not something we want. Is it possible? But God gives you the ability for something. But honestly, sometimes you have the ability, you just don't feel like doing it. And maybe the leadership responsibility as you grow, because you embrace Luke 2:52, you grow in wisdom and stature and favor of God, you will get better in your job, right? After a while, maybe, Clarissa, you are the injection queen of Singapore. Whoever learns how to poke someone, you are the poker, you are the best. Not the poker player, but the one who learns how to poke, you are the best. And then, actually, you know how to poke people. 85-year-old, very hard to poke, right? Have you gone for a vaccination and you cannot poke by 18-year-old? It's very different from being poked by someone who is 45, you know? I cannot want 81, it's like... it's like someone... you know what I mean? But if you have that ability and the gift and the leadership, because you have all the inside knowledge, there comes a point in time, sometimes you check yourself. You don't feel like doing something. You just want to lie low. Correct? But that's not being fruitful. And we need to operate out of gratitude because we know that we do not take for granted the gifts that God has given us. I just met a boy recently. He can play the drums. He can play the guitar. He can play the keyboard. But he's not in church. The father is a pastor. They say, so are my parents very religious? I am not, and he's 18-year-old, and I just talked to him. It just happened to one day, of all times, I just happened to walk, I mean, happened to see him, and then he was holding a cigarette butt, smoking. I went to him and said, hey, I happened to see you, or you're holding a cigarette butt. I didn't say it judgmentally, I just had a conversation with him. But that reminds me of someone who has got all the abilities, but you're not doing it and using it for the glory of God. And that's something I think we all need to understand. At the end of the day, gun, Janice, and rest, we account to God at the judgment seat for what you have done with what you have been given. Isn't that correct? That five gold fella at once never asked, put his money to work and gain five bags more. So also the one with two bags of gold gained two more. But the one who received one bag went off, dug a hole, and hid the money. You do not want to be the one with the one goal. And at the end of the day, what is the take home here? If you go to Matthew 25 at the end, so take the bag of gold from him, the one with the one goal, and give it to Esther who took five and make it 10. Give it to the person who has 10. Verse 28 says, so take the bag of gold from him, the one with one gold, and give it to Esther, who has 10 bags. Why? For whoever, and listen to this, this must be what anchors us. Matthew 25, 29. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. So 5-2-1 became 10, 4, and 1. Correct? 5 became 10, 2 became 4, 1 remained as 1. Actually, 1 should at least have interest, Penny, or at least 1 become 2, right? No. 5, 10, 2, 4, 1, 1, 1 kana scolded. The 1 give to who? Not to the 4, no. Give to the 10. Because the principle is this. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, the 1 will be taken from them. That's a lesson of fruitfulness, isn't it? If you are fruitful, you are producing for God or doing things for your work. Hey, even us, some of us as bosses in the marketplace, isn't that how it is sometimes? Sometimes I also feel bad. Janice, you feel bad. Sometimes when you need some hard, some urgent thing to do, who do you look for? Do you look for the one who never produced before time? Or do you look for one who, actually very, very tired, the fellow working in the party, but Daniel Goh is such a good guy. You just say, hey, Daniel, one more time, do this one. Correct? Don't bluff me. You mean you take the difficult job and pass to the one who sit down there every day, the one who perfected the art of sitting down there with eyes open, sleep. I've had an intern before, can sleep with eyes open. One. I don't know how they do it. They're sleeping and looking at the screen. You from far, you think they're doing something, but actually they're sleeping, but the eyes are open. I also want to learn the technique in front of the judge. Actually, when you're talking, like Mr. Bean, have you seen Mr. Bean? The toothpick. The 10 will be given that one. Whoever has will be given more, and they have an abundance. Whoever does not, even what they have, will be taken away. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Be that fruitful branch that God can use. I was just, as we do the website, never work so hard. You do website, Winnie, got copywriters on me. So Joe make me do version 1, version 2, every day keep changing. I'm quite fed up with this, still have to change. Force me to write properly. Force me, hold on. Write identity, belief, and purpose, which I'll talk about today, I got no time. I force myself to write, but I told Silas, I don't know why, and I told Gantu, God keeps giving me this verse, from favor to flavor. Sounds a bit corny, right? From favor to flavor. What's the difference? Favor to flavor. The difference is there's one more L. Correct? Favor, Chris, is F-A-V-O-U-R. Flavor is F-L-A-V-O-U-R. What's the difference? L. What is L? The Lord. He is the difference. He's going to change our lives. We're going to see ourselves being more fruitful. And in 2022, we move from favor to flavor. Everybody do more. Everybody be that 5 goal servant. Willing, able, wisely, and with gratitude, doing the work of God. I want to just talk about Chris before I ask Yip to come on. Chris is a client, injured in an accident. If I show you his photo, Jolene, of his kneecap, after this, I think you cannot eat your dinner. His kneecap is metallic. Patella, right? Kneecap reconstruction. 2 years ago, half knee. After that, kana accident. Now, full knee reconstruction. I show you the picture, I tell you, really, he's a man of steel. Superman. Started coming to church. There was done Zoom, remember? He said, almost in Star Wars terminology, he feels nowadays there's a force behind him, right? And the force is not dark, it's not Darth Vader. It's a force of light. Luke Skywalker. Recently, he continues to have some issues. And I remember one day, one night, after I think it was that night after the council meeting, was with Silas and Gunn. We had a meeting on a Thursday night. Then I went back to sleep. I don't know how God speaks to you. God speaks to me sometimes at night. When all my children are sleeping, I have to wake up. Poor me. because God don't let me sleep. You know? Have you had sleepless nights before? Never. You want me to pray for you? Then God speak to you and can't sleep. What? Cannot sleep. Then to wake up. Then suddenly a thought says, call Chris. So I called him. I said, Chris, I think God wants me to do this for you. I offered something to help. And he came down and whatever. And then one day, and then these people, you know, all these nice people don't talk a lot. You know, nice people don't talk a lot. They just, then one day come to see me. They says, hey, Daniel, I want to tell you something. You know that morning when you called me, right, and offered me something. He says that night before, usually it's his wife that panic one, right? This time he panicked because he's not doing so well. Then he panicked. First time, must feel very anxious, I presume. A few hours later, I think he was in the toilet when I called him. I called him. And my call was an answer to what he needed. I think being fruitful must also mean something. I'm not the best. Please, don't look at me. Ask Karen. Ask people around me. I am a sinner saved by grace. I went to Finland, I can tell. So many times I lost it. In the airport, my goodness, I carry so many bags, carry until my face becomes so black. White as snow, face black as black. But when we walk with God, He will speak to us. If you want to be fruitful and you want favor from God, there is a need for us to have a close walk with God. And when you hear from God, you do the work of God, that will help people like Chris and the wife Denise to know that there's a God and you cannot fight Him. If I give the mic to Chris but he's publicity shy, he will tell you there is a force out there that is helping him and he cannot run away from this force anymore. I told him that it's God. The last time he came to see me and then there was a video I think I played in the church chat, I said, why don't you invite God into your life? And here he is sitting there. Does becoming a Christian mean that there are no more problems? No. He still has problems. But at least there is someone to walk with him. I like what he said. He says, this is family. Right, Chris? He's family. Joe and TG went to visit him. Joe went to visit him, gave him some whatever. Such a wonderful time just connecting him. I want to tell you something, guys. When you do God's work, when you're being fruitful, that branch that God will prune, you will see that God is able to, even when we are not thinking about something, He will just give you a thought. And then because of that, you are able to do His work. Amen. I want to invite Yip. Yip is a brother. Yip, just give some context. He used to be, not used to be, he's a colleague of Silas. I will let him speak for a while. I've got a mic for him. And after he speaks, I will ask him some questions. So can we just welcome Yip? Come.
Okay, good evening, church. My name is Yip. I want to give my testimony for God's blessing. Okay, I was just released from prison 2 weeks ago. I met an accident. My car was turning out from a small lane to the main road, and a car hit me from the right. So others was injured. So they charged me for 3 months. So the amazing thing is, okay, the court session was delayed for many times, and towards the end, this Dr. Roger Pang, his case was being mentioned in court, and my case was similar to his, but because he was only jailed for 4 days, okay, instead of 3 months, so eventually, thank God, right, I was sentenced for 1 month instead of 3 months. So the thought of going to prison was very scary. But after I came to this church, being surrounded by God's people, it gave me some assurance, you know, and, you know, despite all the uncertainty, I went through my jail time with confidence and joy. And also, God protected me from COVID-19. 1 week before I entered the prison, I received an SMS to go for my third dose vaccination. So it happens that the whole jail complex was infected with COVID-19 virus. Three of my jailmates, they were infected. They were sleeping so close to me. So it's quite amazing, right? I mean, this miracle happened that I'm tested negative and, you know, came out safe. So I want to thank God, right, for the strength, you know, and the blessing that he gave me. And lastly, I want to thank Silas for helping me to keep my job. Daniel fought so hard for me for my case, and TG and his wife, my cellmate, Stanley Wayne, who prayed for me and was with me all this while. Thank you. Thank you.
Two. Okay, social distance.
Yeah.
I want to ask him a few questions. Before, later, I got a flower girl coming up who's about 56 years old. Okay, some questions. Don't know the answers, okay. Now, Mr. Singh, different context. Silas is your boss in the bank.
Yes.
Okay. So, tell me, at that time, you already had a lawyer, correct? Okay, not me.
No.
I'm the best one, right?
Yeah, you're better than the first that I appointed.
Wow. Is this on video? Keep it for prosperity's sake. Okay. So Silas, why did Silas approach you at work? Is it because at that time you were very distracted at work?
Yeah, because I was troubled.
Okay, so were charged for the accident case. You were distracted, and the top man here can see that you were distracted at work.
Yes.
Guys, learn something. If you're a boss, please be kepo like him. Otherwise, he will not be here. No. If your nurse is struggling, or Janice, your banker, your junior struggling, and then you just pretend nothing's happening, you're of no use to God. You're not fruitful. Why is he here? Because the 56-year-old kepo. And then he kepo, then he called me. Then I become very busy. But guess what? That's why he's here. So what happened was, he asked you to come and see me. And he came to see me. Silas called me. Hey, can you please help? I say, of course, Lord, you call. I can say no, man. So he came to see me. And after he saw me, I was asked to take over the matter. Guys, number two lesson. Number one, bosses and colleagues, please be kepo. Number two, do your work well. Did I do my work well?
Yes.
Can we have this recorded? Because if I didn't do my work well, I have no chance to tell him about God. Do you understand? Wilson, did I do a good job for your brother and for your father? That's why you're here, right? Can I ask you something? If I suck in my job as a lawyer, will you come? Come on, guys. So you want to be fruitful? It doesn't mean just being fruitful or can read the Bible. Hey, please. It is being fruitful at work. You do your job well. You are caring like the top man. This guy is not even the immediate boss. You all got how many layers of difference? He saw you and then he called him. He came to see me. We talked and we prayed and then he took over and then we went to God. And then I introduced him to Mr. TG. TG heard about the thing. He started praying, correct? I said, at that time, now I can talk about it because the case settled. At that time, the prevailing market rate for the sentencing is about 3 months. Okay? So when it was 3 months, this dear friend TG said, every morning 7:30 I'm praying. Correct? I'm 7:15 now. Wow, so sharp, so accurate. 7:15 praying for 1 month. You say 1 month. I don't know. Why you pray for 1 month? God. So suddenly, I don't know why he say 1 month. In my mind, I say, TG, they choy little ngong. I already told you 3 months, still 1 month. But I was too polite to, you know. Not kidding. But he prayed on my, can I tell you, in my mind, I say, no way. Because the market rate at the time was 3 months. Are you sorry? Because when we go to court, we all market rate. Ma. Already this start a case about, say, 1 month. And the prosecution was asking for 3 months. So I think, quite fair. Wa. 3 months come out in 2 months. Because good behavior come out after 1 third. Wanted discount, we come out after two months. So when he said 1 month, I said, cannot be, but never mind. So he was praying 1 month, I said, okay, keep praying. He prayed 1 month. And then after that, he started going to for the court hearing session. At that time, you started to know TG and Wing. Wing, who's back in from US already, has always been following up. I remember we went to court the first time. On that day, we were supposed to go to court. He was supposed to be ready to be sentenced, okay? When he go and tie my goods, damn funny. He's there and then he's surrounded by, you know who? TG and Wing. Have you all seen Wing? Yeah. Wing is bigger than TG. Wing, don't bluff. You're bigger than him. The two of them, I think, was like some mob gangster trying to asked to go. So we went to court, and then we went to court. Sunday, I just told the court, hey, court. Because by that time, there was another Dr. Roger Pang. Dr. Roger Pang is a 76-year-old doctor. He only got 10 days in jail. That's told the judge, hey, judge, this one 10 days, or because of that, cannot adjourn. But actually, Silas was saying, hey, quickly finish it better so we can come back to work. So God allowed it to adjourn. Then I say, judge, that one, last time I'll say 3 months, but this case 10 days, how? I need not, of course, I speak in a very polished English, you know, shasha, but this one, but hey, don't laugh. But the judge said, okay, stand down, so adjourn. But when we went back, the court said, okay, which I thought would be the case, adjourn. When he came back for the sentencing at the time, and that was sometime in November.
Yes.
When he sentenced at the time, the judge gave, he says, okay, I know about this 10 days one, but this 10 days, he says, no, different story, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So the judge gave 6 weeks. 6 weeks, you went in 6 November, or 8 November, can't remember.
6 November.
6 November. You came out? On 6 December. 1 month. Exactly. 6 weeks, reduce 1/3, 1 month. So next time you need anything, ask TG to pray. But that's being fruitful, isn't it? Because when you tap on God, God can say, I'm telling you, I'm so touched. When I went through this whole thing, it was quite funny, you know, when I saw Wing down there, and then this TG is like two bodyguards, and then this guy, he actually was not very skinny as well, but one big one fella then going to court, my, like some big time gangster, don't know, commit what. And then when you go to jail, very funny, hey, y'all should go talk to him in jail stories. When you go to jail, Royston, he is like nothing, because he go down there and then they will talk among himself. Let's say we're all prisoner. Silas, you in here for what? Well, mine is drug 20 time or whatever. Yeah. Then you what? Then yours is maybe you kill your mate and then kill 3 mates already or whatever. Yeah. Then come to me, who are you? Driving. So he's like a freshie, you know, he's like some young fella in the jail and then whatever. But he went there. Yeah. Hey, guys, I've seen people go to jail. For people to go to jail and come out like this, it's siao one. It's only because God touched him. And God can touch him through the branches of Silas, of TG, and maybe to some extent me and the rest of the people who come here and give you the community.
Yes.
I've been dying to tell this story, but cannot because he haven't finished. Yes. Does that mean that he's got no problems? No. Please pray for us. I had permission from Silas and even to him. Pray for his job, because when you have a
record,
criminal record, right, Janice? The bank may say criminal record, so whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, this... it is for Silas to go and talk to the people on top in the Middle East. To me, there's no integrity issue, right? But that's not my call. Pray for favor. You understand? Pray for favor with the bosses. And I want to pray right now and tell Silas to pray. Pray for favor so that he keeps his job. Now, that's what I want to see. But guys, that's why I said to a lot of people who couldn't come. I said, you guys, you will miss a story if you don't come. This story cannot manufacture. And the timing of the whole thing, how the 10-day, the case came, to some extent must have affected the judge, right? Because 3 months, then 10 days, become 6 weeks. After the timing of the third shot, the booster, and then go in there, never cut hair, right?
No need.
Usually when you go jail, cannot cut hair, no, macam BMT recruit. You know why no need to cut? COVID.
Yeah, no shaving.
No shaving.
No shaving of blades or scissors.
Cannot share grip, and then go inside there like holiday. What? Hey, sorry. It's like holiday, no? It's like Changi Resort for 4 weeks, come out. Correct? But look at him. He looks better than before he went into jail, no? Looks slimmer.
It's very interesting. It's like I've seen things that I've...
Okay, I give 45 minutes. One day you talk about jailbreak. Your message is jailbreak. But hey, guys, can I just tell you, this cannot be manufactured. It is gone. So those people on Zoom, those people, go and tell those on podcast, go and show your friends. Live example of how the people of God, when we are fruitful, starting from Him detecting you, whatever, me doing my job, TG come on board, the triangle and the rest of us coming together. That's what it is. Look at him today. I told him, are you okay? He says, I'm okay. I asked Joe, your wife told me, hey, this guy Yip Ma Siao one, full of joy one. Where got people come out of prison look like that one? Typically come out or want to go at time, the face like Pao Ching Tian like that, the tongue sweeping the floor, like Tom Yum soup like that, very, very bitter. He looks like a man given a new lease of life by God. Amen. Today I was shopping with Karen and you see, God again. God told me, buy flowers. But this time, not buy flowers, Karen. Buy flowers. I thought it is significant that I asked the boss to come and welcome him back and give him a bunch of nice flowers. You mean men cannot give flowers? We have a 56-year-old flower girl coming out. Can we just give a bunch of... Yeah. Wow, so touching. Hey, cry. Start crying. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Well done. Thank you. Don't pretend and say, wife, I bought flowers for you. God knows. I'm kidding. What a bunch of flowers. I also never received flowers before. But I when I heard that story, TG, really, I call me a man of little faith. When you say 1 month, I say, siao, 1 month. I already told you 3 months, still tell me 1 month. But God can do miracles, amen. Chun chun, 6 weeks apart, 1 month. So Wing, wherever you are listening, I'm sure you're back in Singapore during quarantine. God's in the house. I want to encourage you as we come to Unity One. What a wonderful time, the timing of it. I want to end this service by also telling you that next week, Christmas, please, we close for a reason. I mean, I could always tell Silas to speak, but that's not the point. Really take this opportunity to go and meet with people. I know we have all those limitations, but it is a good time to catch up with people. If you don't take this opportunity, go and meet people and have a drink or socialize and meet face-to-face. You're not human. Don't tell me everything Zoom. Zoom here, Zoom there. I can't imagine people virtual drink Zoom. Oh, kanpei, then you Zoom. I say, hey, Penny, like kanpei, you ting, but you are in Tiong Bahru, I'm in Timbuktu. What kind of drink is that? But can we just take this opportunity to go and catch up? But some people don't need very encouragement, a lot of encouragement, already drinking a lot already, but that's another story altogether. Oh, whoever. But as we come together this Christmas break, can I just invite you, Royston, Shereen, meet with people. I force myself, I will tell Dawn again, if you don't come to my house, I report police, and then I stand by my arresting officer. But as we meet, I meet even people like Stephen and Wilson, but there's something that happens when we come together. And then on the 31st of December, I want us to really have my wife Karen was saying, you mean you are a watch night service kind of person, you know, very sentimental, 11 p.m. then pray, then 12 midnight everybody say Happy New Year. But that's exactly what we will do, because when we do that, we are committing our life to God. Amen. So 31st Jan, a good time. I know it's impractical to bring, can you imagine, all come here, the children will be coming in PJs, man. So no need. Gun, maybe ask your children to stay up a bit, 11 p.m. to 12. Philip is so nice to be able to just come there. Okay? Apart from this view, there are people that you guys could be thankful for. I mean, there are people like TG, like I said, Joe working their arts, also Royston doing all this dormanting. Philip actually supposed to be working on. Maybe he's using me as an excuse to go away from work, but he's here, supposed to be working. He's here. And tomorrow, Wilson, can I tell you, you're meeting at my place, right? Malcolm is on staycation, you know, correct? Staycation also must come. I say, staycation, how? He says, it's okay, only Clarissa, what? No, he didn't say that. He said 8:30 okay, because 8:30 is a good time. Come after dinner. But when we put God first, there's a chance that we can be grateful. Amen. Today we will end with a song for the record, so that nobody thinks I'm heretic. Whatever song we're singing is not a worship song. It's a nice Christmas song. I told Esther and my wife Karen, can we play this? It's called Grown Up Christmas This. And with that, I want to wish you Blessed Christmas, have a good time. The Prince of Peace. Look, some people don't celebrate Christmas, you know, Penny. There are people, they say it's a pagan festival. I may also agree, but I don't need to be legalistic about it. You know what I'm saying? I just celebrate the fact that we commemorate that Jesus came. Do you understand? So I want to just tell you, Blessed Christmas, have a drink, enjoy the food, stay safe. don't worry about whatever variant. The only thing that is variable is that God is always there, constantly being with us and watching us over every situation. I'm going to invite Esther and Karen to come. We're going to sing this song. No need to stand up, just listen. It's also not a performance. After this, don't clap, okay, please. But after that, we'll pray. This is a song called A Grown Up Christmas List. Stand before God as we come to the end of this service. Father, thank you. Lord, no more lives torn apart, the wars will never start. Jesus, thank you for healing all hearts. And if there's someone you that need your heart to be healed and you've not come to church for a long time, will you let the restoration begin even now? And even like Yip has testified, what a wonderful testimony. In Him, we find the community of God. The other branches that are fruitful that will serve the kingdom of God, so that many people who don't know God will come to God. So I want to pray for you this Christmas that it will not be just whining and dining, but there is a Christmas with the touch of God. So wherever you are with no eyes looking, will you raise your hands before the Lord? And I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. As my brothers and my sisters come before you in Jesus' name, I remember even Dawn and Jolene, when the families afflicted with COVID, Lord, you healed them. You are a God that can be trusted. Lord, heal the marriages. Bring restoration to our relationship. And I pray for Chris in Jesus' name for that right knee. Strengthen it in the name of Jesus, so that Lord, he begins to be able to drive and begin to return to his livelihood with Denise. And Denise, the Lord, heal your neck so that you will be strong again. So Father, thank you. And as a grown-up, as we come before you, Lord, may our grown-up Christmas list be this, that Lord, we will be that friend to someone that needs a friend. Thank you for the command, Lord. We, the church, will obey the command. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love one another. Bring the love of God, which is a command, a commitment, to this world that badly needs the love of God. The Lord bless you. The Lord's face shine upon you, so that when people see you, just like they will see Yip, they know that something has changed for the better. The Lord bless you as you have family time, as you have time with your family, as you have time to reach out to friends and relatives. May you show them by words and deeds and by actions the love of God. Blessed Christmas to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, guys. Blessed Christmas. We'll see you on Zoom. Please don't come here. 31st December, 11 p.m. Be on Zoom, guys. Thank you so much. God bless you. Blessed Christmas. See you. Bye.